I do support certainly the concept of having a more equitable tax system. I think the intent should be, if we're going to have this tax reform, that included in that effort is in fact a tax cut for the people of Utah. And that's what I think the legislature is trying to do.
That's Utah Governor Gary Herbert. During his October news conference, Governor Herbert focused highly on new tax reform legislation and modernization initiatives. The proposed reform, which includes cutting income tax and raising taxes on groceries and gas, has raised concerns about how much those in poverty would be affected. Another concern is the effect on the state's education if the portion of income tax earmarked for education was eliminated.
I would support it if they find a buy-in from the educational stakeholders and they can show that there's going to be a sustainable revenue stream for education. That's the worry, is if we take away the income tax earmark, are we somehow going to be shortchanged when it comes to our portion of revenue that needs to go into education?
This is especially important, as Governor Herbert pointed out, that education and trade school training are crucial for students to be guaranteed success later on.
Even during the worst economic times we've had in Utah, during the Great Recession, those that had education and degrees, the unemployment rate never exceeded 5% in the nation. Those that, in fact, had only a high school diploma, were 10%, and those that had less than a high school diploma was at 15%.
The governor also advocated for a tax system that would ensure people below the poverty line would not have to pay higher taxes on groceries in order to lessen the effects on those who already struggle to pay for food. And he said he's confident the state has adequate services to address homelessness for the coming months as temperatures drop. Reporting for UPR, this is Kat Webb.